far below wards, operating theatres, clinic rooms and the busy world of medicine, around 80 staff carry out a job which, if left undone, would leave Norfolk's biggest hospital utterly unable to function within half a day. At Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, hidden away in windowless rooms with a grey interior, the workers, dressed like doctors working in a contaminated zone, concentrate with meticulous attention to detail on their task. That thoroughness is vital because the lives of patients depend on it, yet their work is largely unknown to the public. It is this department, operational 24/7 every day of the year, which cleans every piece of medical equipment to ensure each and every instrument can be reused to treat patients. From surgical needles, knives, scissors, tubes, razors, forceps, hooks, scalpels and retractors, every bit of equipment is sent here. Around 600 trays of kit are sent to the department. That equates to more than 200,000 trays of instruments per year. Each tray can consist of between 5 and 200 instruments. First, the instruments are disinfected in machines worth £50,000 by being rinsed at 90 degrees centigrade for around 45 minutes. The disinfected tools are then taken to the department's inspection assembly packing room where they are prepared for sterilisation. In this room, staff wearing protective gowns, gloves and hats check individual instruments and put them on specific trays before wrapping them in special paper made from spun-bonded polyester. Just buying the paper itself costs the hospital £1,700 every week. Once inside the steriliser, air is extracted from the chamber and steam pumped in. The steam penetrates the packing of the trays thanks to a vacuum caused by the extracted air. The steam must have a temperature between 134 and 137 degrees centigrade, and the process lasts 3 minutes. From the moment a tray of instruments arrives to it being sterilised and ready for reuse, it can take around 50 minutes.